Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Every day you look at this glowing box in front of your little face. It's got a bunch of wires coming out of the back, and you hold this plastic doodad in your hand that's attached to that box, and you use it to point at things inside the box. And when you point to it, certain things in the glowing box and enough times and encourage others to view the items through their boxes, those things rise to the level of the most.
Woo-hoo!
That was a long climb for a short slide, but I respect the attempt, animal.
Okay, so starting off our most today, we go into the control room, Tricia McKinney, our editor.
Hello, hello. I have, from the glowing box in here, I have one of the most viewed and emailed stories on Yahoo News, and it's about Merriam-Webster's word of the year, woot.
Is this an adjective or a noun or a verb?
I'm glad you asked, Corva Coleman. Well, let's talk about how it's spelled. It's spelled W-O-O-T. I mean, sorry, W-0-0-T, sometimes spelled with a 7. It is an exclamation of happiness or triumph. And, you know, it's mostly used by gamers to say, you know, when they win a game, say, I own you, woot woot. With a 7. I don't know how you pronounce the 7, actually, but
it's an interjection.
It's an interjection.
It's a celebration.
It's excitement and emotion.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we all watch Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, we all watch Schoolhouse Rock.
Woot woot for Schoolhouse Rock.
This is part of Elite Speak. Elite spelled L-3-3-T, or sometimes with a 7. There you go. Anyway, so Merriam-Webster had an online poll, and that word won for the word of the year.
All right, my
most.
Love that. My most comes from CNN, which now has a most watched video segment. And this should be no surprise, this is the number one most watched. There are some young women in New York who have won $10,000 because they entered a contest from DareJunkies.com. They entered the New York City subway system and began to do pole dances and give lap dances to unsuspecting commuters just riding the N train on their way home.
Is that what you call it? Riding the N train?
Riding the N train. It's got a new one.
That's taken the A train, if you ask me.
Now, these are their real names, Isis, Melissa, and Jessica.
Yeah, those are their Christian names, I'm sure.
Those are their real names. I know it sounds like their pole dancer names, but it's actually their real names. And CNN has been running a clip, a little package about the story. Here's one of the lovely ladies.
It just got really fun, like, playing with the people a little bit, kind of like ruffling some feathers, in a sense, just to kind of, like, break the tension.
You know, the MTA is not amused, apparently. They issued a statement, while the rules don't specifically state lap or pole dancing, what is depicted here is disorderly conduct.
I they should be in a Minnesota bathroom.
I made a very similar video to this, and it didn't get nearly as highly ranked as this one. I don't know why. I think it's a lot of sexism out there on the internet, maybe.
You should have shaved your face before you did it.
Yeah, I guess.
ISIS, that's their real name? I think the reason there was less stripping in the 30s was not because people were classier, but because who wants to see here, stepping off the main stage, it's Edith.
Edna and Mabel.
So I got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. You guys may know Michael Schumacher. He was a 7-time world champion Formula One race car driver. He's retired, but apparently still has some of his driving chops. He was with his wife and 2 children heading to the airport. They were late for their flight, and he convinced the cab driver to let him take the wheel to get them to the airport on time, and apparently drove like a Formula One driver might drive when he's late for a flight.
Awesome.
The cab driver said, I found myself in the passenger seat, which was strange enough, but to have Shumi behind the wheel of my cab was incredible. Then the cabbie says he drove at full throttle around the corners and overtook in some unbelievable places.
Nice.
Hey,
Corva, you're up next.
Okay, I've got something out of space.com. Scientists working with the Voyager 1 space probe believe the universe is dented. Now, this dent is at the edge of the solar system, and this is where these solar winds run up an edge against an edge of the universe. It's called an abrupt shock wave, and the Voyager crossed this boundary. And that's when the scientists learned that the edge was a little squashed. And it's an interstellar magnetic field that's doing the squashing. So here's my question. How can you tell the universe is squashed? I mean, who's looking? I mean, is Archimedes standing there promising to compress the universe or standing there with one of his levers? Or I mean, I have no idea. How can you tell?
Because you got $2 off.
$2.
Well, now here's the part, Dan Pashman, come back and say the thing you said in the meeting today about the universe being
dented.
Well,
we parked it in a great spot. I don't understand. I mean, there's no note. You know, I mean, you know, someone else doesn't know how to drive their universe.
You can't get a ticket or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yours is a little bit sad, Luke, but...
Well, it is, although it's kind of a nice sort of tribute. It's from the Memphis Commercial Appeal, and it's the most emailed story there, and it's about a guy named Ben Colley, who was actually in the plane crash in 1967 outside of Madison, Wisconsin, that killed Otis Redding and Otis Redding's band, a bunch of guys from the Bar K's, they were called. And it just sort of talks about this guy, Ben Colley's life. He was in the crash and he survived kind of quite miraculously, and he's gone on to sort of keep the Bar K's sound alive. And there's a photo of him, and it looks like he's keeping it together pretty well. He doesn't look... I don't know, how old is he actually? It's somewhere in this story. But however old he doesn't look that old. This was 40 years ago this crash happened. Wow. And so if you get a chance today, get on the iTunes and listen to some Otis Redding. You want to hear some Christmas music that will change your life. Otis Redding, Merry Christmas, Baby. Good stuff. Mm.